Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, October 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks closed higher after more strong corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 198 points to close at 35,457. The Nasdaq finished 107 points higher, and the S&P 500 was up 33. About 10% of S&P companies have reported quarterly results. Of those, roughly 4 out of 5 have beaten profit forecasts, according to FactSet. Shares of Johnson & Johnson rose 2.3% after the company reported a larger profit in its third quarter than a year earlier, lifted by higher sales in its pharmaceutical, medical device, and consumer health divisions. Shares of the insurance company Travelers were up 1.6% after it beat revenue estimates. But Procter & Gamble shares fell about 1.2% after the consumer product giant said it was raising prices on numerous household staples. After the bell, Netflix said it added 4.4 million subscribers in the third quarter, more than expected. Bitcoin rose to more than $64,000. A new Bitcoin ETF from ProShares that tracks futures prices rose nearly 5% in its debut. And day traders continue to spark a run-up in the uranium market, with spot uranium prices up roughly 50% since August. Among individual stocks, U.S.-listed shares of Canadian uranium company Cameco have jumped more than 20% this month and almost doubled in 2021. Meanwhile, fellow Canadian miner Denison has surged 27% this month and almost tripled for the year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.